This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is a Roadshow Friday, and we are in Newport, Rhode Island at the Lobster Bar on the, yes, course. Morning, hello, thank you. Anybody seen Jones or Keith?
Nope.
I don't know. Will we see them by 10?
I don't know. They had a good night last night.
Yeah.
They had
a good night.
Yeah.
Sauced up, as you would say.
Oh, yeah. They were definitely sauced.
Jones was like, oh, it's going to be a very short crossover. I'm going to come right at the last second.
No, we had a great night last night. I want to thank everybody who came out and hung out last night at the Landing.
It's so cool how it grows. Like, yeah. You and I were talking last night, right before I left the Landing, about 3 hours before you guys did. the crowds and the people, it's like you see the same people, and then you see their friend, or you see three other people nearby. Like, this crowd is insane.
But you also start recognizing people. Like, we had three girls that just came over. They came to all the Whaler shows with their dad. Moxie, who's the dachshund, he's right there being held by his owner. Yeah. He was always at the Whaler show. It's cool that it becomes more of like a family situation.
No, it's great. And honestly, you guys are incredible. You mean the world to us, and we thank you so much for coming out. And every time we ask, you do it. So I want to thank Rhode Island Guys Donuts, who brought a giant football donut over.
Very good.
So good.
They're in Wakefield. We're going to do guest leads coming up at about 7:45 this morning. So hopefully you brought a lead or two with you this morning here to the Lobster Bar. And before we get to the rest of this morning's leads, if we could, I would like to open up the weather porthole, the window porthole of Boston, Window World of Boston weather window. If you could open that up, Shime, please. Curtis, what are we looking at weather-wise today?
Well, where we are right now in Newport, 60 degrees. I don't know if you can tell. It's cloudy.
Yeah.
A little bit of fog.
Seas are calm, though.
Really calm.
Very calm.
We went out. We surveyed the land. Played with the dinghy. And it is going to be about 65 today. Sun might come out around 3 o'clock, but no rain at all in the forecast.
There we go.
Weekend? Weekend look good, or?
Well, I'll give you the Newport weekend. Tomorrow's going to be crummy, rainy in the morning, windy, but in the mid-60s. I have a feeling it's going to be a crummy weather summer. I don't know.
You think it is?
Yeah, I saw my shadow. Yeah. It's 61 back home, afternoon high of 73 tomorrow. Rainy. Sunday's going to be nice, but in the low 60s.
Okay. Ken liked your Groundhog Day joke. He started giggling.
Well, that means it wasn't good.
All right. You could get a whole house full of windows installed for just $99 a month from Window World of Boston. So go to windowworldofboston.com. Rest of the leads this morning. Courtney, hello.
Hello. Good morning, everybody. Things are falling apart at Fenway Park, and I don't just mean on the baseball field, because yesterday there was supposed to be a Shakira concert. Today it was supposed to be Jason Aldean. Hours before Shakira was supposed to take the stage, it got canceled. So last night canceled, tonight canceled. Very, very, very strange.
Yeah.
They're saying, apparently, that it was a stage issue, a stage safety issue, that during rehearsals, the stage started falling apart, and so they had to cancel. To me, I just think of the people that didn't only just pay and live in Boston to go see Shakira last night and weren't able to go watch her. They are getting refunded. But the people from out of town that flew into Boston to go see her, they're not going to get that money back. They're not going to get their flights back, their trains, their gas money, their hotel rooms. The fact that concerts are getting canceled like this over and over again is getting concerning.
Yeah.
I also don't know how you can cancel two nights in a row. If there's a stage issue last night, fix it or tonight. You've got another concert tonight. Fenway has held so many concerts.
Right. They've done 100 concerts at Fenway. What could have happened to the stage?
Well, how are you guys missing the clear story?
Well,
that's what Courtney's getting at, I think. What?
Ken wrote a letter to the FCC when Shakira was at the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah.
He lives a mile from Fenway Park. He's booked a road show out of state
that
not be nearby.
Yeah.
No,
her
hips
don't lie.
I think there's people speculating that it's some sort of a threat or something. Am I correct
about that? Are speculating that, which is very scary, or that Shakira was not selling out.
Okay, but that why would you cancel Jason Aldean?
That is the thing. I haven't been able to find the I don't think that concert was sold out either, but the tickets for Shakira were very low. So people started saying, oh, well, that's why they canceled that, and they needed to make it a safety issue, so then they canceled both. I'm praying that it was just a stage issue because it's S-y, I can't say the word, to do that to a bunch of fans. If you just didn't sell out the concert, you should play no matter what.
Yeah.
And if it was a threat, a credible threat, that scares me personally.
But why should we know? But terrorists.
Right? Oh, okay.
But why shouldn't – I mean, obviously, we all hope that that's not the case and it was something else. But if indeed it was a terror threat, why wouldn't they tell us that? I mean, shouldn't we know? I mean,
right.
What's the downside of...
I think probably they... I guess they probably would. So I just think it's really strange when you've done 100 concerts there, the stage has been fine.
Right.
And then I get it. Maybe there was an issue just last night, but you could fix it by tonight.
Correct.
For Jason Aldean.
Yeah. It must have been a threat because it's interesting that you bring this up. You know, we could see Fenway Park from our apartment, and for like the past 2 days... there's been a bunch of helicopters flying over it.
Really?
So, and it's been very strange, like my wife saying, there's helicopters over Fenway again. Why are they got helicopters over, you know, they were supposed to have the concert. Why are there helicopters?
Yeah.
So maybe that's it. I mean, the helicopters don't normally fly over Fenway.
Well, they do. I mean, they fly all over the city.
No. Greg, they never. When have you seen
Talena's wrong.
When do you see it? I mean, they land at Mass General all the time because we can see them land, but you never just see them hovering over Fenway.
But remember, the dirtbag terrorist that shot up Las Vegas had scouted Fenway Park from that hotel.
Interesting. All right,
and Courtney. Lollapalooza.
Courtney,
I know how
thank
to pronounce
you.
It
well
now.
Done.
Thank you.
Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So I know Curtis talked about it briefly, the NHL ratings for this year's Stanley Cup Finals matchup. Well, I would say this for everybody in here and everybody that's listening, make sure you check out the NHL Stanley Cup Finals. It's going to be a rematch between the Florida Panthers, Brad Marchand, who, you know, some people still love him around here. You get an opportunity to root for him. And my guy, Connor McDavid, Connor McJesus, will rematch, and they'll start Wednesday, June 4th. And if you haven't seen Connor McDavid play, it's just, it's must-see TV when he steps on the ice. So, you know, I know the ratings probably, like Curtis might be right, they might not be gigantic.
Ooh, but it could be the rivalry, Canada-U.S. almost at war.
Yeah, and and hopefully that, it, you know, it's a rematch. I want to see Edmonton win. I know Florida won last year. I'd like to see Edmonton win because I'd like to see McDavid get one. But, yeah, if you get a chance, make sure you check it out. It's... you know, it's going to be a great series. It went to 7 games last year, and so it'll be another great matchup.
If Marchand wins, do you think it's likely, more likely that he comes back and finishes his career here? So he already got his second ring?
No, I think he's done here. Yeah, I think he's done.
No chance.
Because if he wins and he performs well, doesn't he want that money that he was asking? What was he asking for, $7 million or something like that?
Yeah, I would assume that they would give it to him. I mean, if they win it. We're getting there.
They might sell 100 season tickets next year.
Somebody will give it to him. So, but, you know, check it out. It'll be on Wednesday, and I believe the NBA Finals will start on the 7th. So, you know, good matchup.
All right, Wiggy, thank you very much.
You got it.
I will pause on my lead, and I'll get to it before they said it, because I would like to get to Courtney and to what is trending right now.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Mario's Roofing. The Red Sox are back in action tonight. 7:15 first pitch with Lucas Giolito getting the start opposing Grant Holmes. Brooksy will join Will Fleming right here on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh.
Lucas Giolito.
I choose you! we had some...
Shine, also, you posting on Instagram about incredible Pokemon discoveries is getting to me.
What do you mean it's getting to you? I don't do it, like, every day. It's just whenever I go to a show.
you had like two posts yesterday about Pokemon things.
Yeah, I reposted one that a guy tagged me in, and then I posted my entire haul from the card show I went to. And I actually met a listener.
You're a member of the show's family. You do not reflect well on us when you post those things.
I don't know. We have a lot of listeners who are into the same things as Shime. We had another tattoo tour last night at the Landing. A great guy. I wonder if he's here this morning. He has tattoos on one of his arm of all Harry Potter stuff. So he was showing Santo.
He's
all
right there.
Yes.
Yeah.
I met a listener last night. He stopped me and he said, "Hey, are you Chris Shime?" And so shout out to Matt. He was there. He was a vendor there. He was selling sports cards, not Pokemon cards. But right. Shout out to Matt.
I need a poll on this because Shime asked me at the what road show are you going to?
Oh, I'm going to be at the Bernie's pregame.
Okay. There is some kind of a, and I'm embarrassed as a grown man to even say the words.
Right.
There is some kind of a card off or something that you guys do, Shime.
We did one when I was down the Cape. A listener brought packs, and we did what's called a pack battle. And basically is you each open a pack, and whoever gets the better card wins.
Shime asked if at the next roadshow we could do a pack battle.
Yeah. Give him the wrong day.
I
guess it's interesting to some people because they've never seen it happen. So I don't even know. Yeah. Why would you win? You just open. Yeah. It's all luck. It's not like you did anything.
We used to do that when we were like nine years old, the baseball card.
Right.
Yeah. So.
And then you win the lesser card. That's kind of like a lame gift.
Right. Yeah.
What do you mean?
Know, it's fun.
If you and I both flip over a card, I have the better one. I get to take yours.
Yeah.
But it's like a lesser card.
Well, they're into like all of the cards. Like
I got to catch them all.
It doesn't sound very environmentally friendly to keep opening packs of cards.
True.
It's a lot of cardboard, Curtis. I'll be honest. Mm.
All right. So, pack battle. When is that? When's that happening?
Bernie's pregame, baby. Let's go.
Okay.
All right.
In the NBA, the Knicks stay alive. Final score 111-94. Jalen Brunson led the way, going off for 32. And after a wild night on Tuesday, Tyrese Halliburton had a no-show game, ending the night with only 8 points. Game 6 is set for Saturday. And in the NHL, Edmonton moves on, beating Dallas 6-3. So it's Panthers, Oilers in the Stanley Cup Finals. That series will start on Wednesday in Edmonton. In Mario's Roofing, we won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, they're honest, and they provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. That is what's trending.
We are in Newport, Rhode Island this morning on a roadshow Friday at the Lobster Bar. And coming up, we'll get to They Said It. Before that, we will get to my lead, finally. Something that Alex Cora said about Rafael Devers is sticking in my craw.
Oh.
Is that the expression? Is that the expression?
Yep.
So we'll get to my lead, and then They Said It coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Roadshow season is brought to you by Miller Lite. It is Miller Time New England by Harbor One Bank. We know your business like nobody's business by Absolute Ocean Spray Vodka Cranberry Sparkling Cocktails, because some collaborations are just destined to be. Born to Mix by Land Rover Norwood, where everything is different. By 110 Grill, gluten-free dining done right. Visit any of their 34 locations throughout New England. And brought to you locally here in Rhode Island this morning in Newport by Warwick Tree Service, by Full Keel Marine, by Riverhead Building Supply, by the Ocean Cliff Hotel, where we stayed last night, and it is fantastic, and by the International Tennis Hall of Fame. After this is over, because we were just talking about Land Rover of Norwood. It's going to be very difficult for me to give that Defender back.
Oh,
that thing is beautiful.
The thing hauls.
Yeah.
I had the matte black one. It's the 7 or 8 seater V8, It took me 30 minutes to get here from Boston.
Yeah, it's a nice vehicle.
In that thing yesterday. It is awesome.
Yeah. You got a big boy, too, this time. I think that's like a 130.
Right. Yeah. Not the first time I've heard that.
All I could think about was Borat saying it when he was buying the Hummer, and he said, does it have a P magnet?
It was also so nice. I got to my room yesterday. I don't know if you guys did, but I had some presents. I got some from C.K. Bradley. I got some from the Tennis Hall of Fame.
Very
I got
nice.
Some from Farm Aesthetics.
Yes.
Style Newport. Yes. It was like...
We had hummus, and James thought it was the greatest thing in the world.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
All right. Well, we're going to get to guest leads coming up in about 15 or 20 minutes at 7:45, and then the news with Courtney coming up at 8. Real quick on my lead.
I got a lot of criticism about the lead times yesterday.
Really?
A lot of people saying they get to work and they miss the leads. I'm trying to get in there.
Put we have an app. We have the Odyssey app. You can listen at work.
Okay. Yeah. Just a conduit. I'm just a messenger.
Yeah.
Relaying what I heard.
I mean, we can try to get through them quick. We go back to just getting them done in one break.
Hey, it's clearly working. Yeah. So whatever we're doing, keep it up.
All right. Anyway, something that Alex Cora said this week struck a nerve with me with regard to Rafael Devers. And we've been talking a lot about Alex Cora. And if this thing doesn't somehow turn around, are you stuck with Alex Cora because you redid his deal last season? And how do you feel about the job that Alex Cora has been doing? And your lead this morning, Curtis, involved Craig Breslow on this show yesterday talking about Alex's job, a big part of it being managing the personalities and the guys, taking care of the guys that are on this baseball team. So Alex was asked again, actually by our guy Lou Merlone this week, about Rafael Devers and about playing third base, about playing first base, and something that Alex Cora said while discussing that is something that I'd like to get your opinion on. So here's the way that went.
Alex, last homestand, you were talking about Devers, and you said he still views himself as a position everyday player. Is there no ground balls at third, like start the process? Is there just not going to take him?
Not at third base, no. No, and we keep talking about the other position, but as of now, it's not happening.
Ongoing conversations?
We always have conversations, yeah.
So there's more conversations about him possibly at first
more,
and third?
Not more. No, no. Third base, he's not going to play third base.
But I'm sorry, I just want to make sure that I'm not misunderstanding. Like, so there have been conversations about first base with him?
We're still talking about the situation, man. Like, this is where we at. You know, there's a chance Christian's going to play first base this weekend in Atlanta. Yeah. You know, like, there's conversations, you know. I don't have to go specifics, but the third base part of it is a no.
So, if I heard him correctly, he said he's not having it.
Right.
Rafael Devers, who is paid, you know, with $35 million a year, whatever the number is not having the conversation at all about what he can do to help the baseball team. And despite the fact that, you know, and this is an ongoing issue that everybody somehow has decided was going to go away, I just wonder how much of the issue with Rafael Devers is affecting this baseball team.
Oh.
Zero.
Zero.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
And Rafael Devers, MLB players,
really?
They're just like us, a petty king. Like, that's all that this is. It's not affecting the players. He's the only guy out there who's performing well.
So you don't think it affects the players when the guy who's supposed to be your leader, the face of your franchise, the guy who's making the most money, is publicly unwilling to do whatever it takes to help the baseball team when they're struggling?
No.
Play for he wants to play. It sounded like he still wants to play the field, but he only wants to play third base, and they basically shut that down and said,
No. That's not what he said. He said he won't even have the discussion about third base.
Right.
He
won't play third base now.
Oh, okay. So
what? Does that change your opinion?
No, it doesn't change my opinion.
We just have to recalibrate a new defense, so it'll take about
that's
a minute.
That's what he wanted.
No.
That's what he wanted.
Right.
He wanted to play third base.
Right.
But
I think we're missing the bigger point here. If Craig Breslow says the main part of Alex Cora's job is to manage egos, he's failing with the biggest.
Yeah.
And it's all his doing.
He failed with the biggest. Like, Alex, that happened during spring training.
But yeah, it's ongoing. Listen to the tone.
It's not ongoing. The only reason why it's ongoing is because people keep asking the same question.
Oh, those media members asking questions the fans want answers
to. The fans didn't want Devers to play third base. Now all of a sudden the fans are like, put Devers at third base.
The situation
did not change.
What do you mean? The third baseman got hurt.
I would rather have Meyer playing third base.
Told us he stunk.
The starting third baseman got hurt.
Yeah, and they put Myers there, who's a better third baseman than Rafael Devers.
He should be playing his – first of all, they should get rid of – send Trevor Story to the moon.
Is there nothing to criticize a player for?
No,
literally.
You can't.
Is there anything a player could do?
You can criticize him early in spring training by not willing to maybe go to another position, and you could criticize him about that.
Jermaine Wiggins led a team that was the first team in the history of the Super Bowl, one of the great moments of my life, when Pat Summerall said, choosing to be introduced as a team, the AFC champion, the New England Patriots. You were the iconic team.
Yeah, but
You're sitting here saying, he shouldn't have to play third base. He said no.
You can't compare an undrafted guy who's fighting every day
to keep a job
to a guy who's making $35 million a year.
Wiggs, I'm saying you know better than anybody what it takes to be on a team and subjugating egos and defending a guy that's...
Well, but I also know what it's like to be on a team when they blatantly lie to you and say... that's what the ownerships it's not the ownership, but that's what the front office people do and the managers do, the coaches. They lie to you and say, hey, here's what you're going to get. You're going to have an opportunity to do this and that and all this other stuff. And then spring training comes, and then you get no opportunity.
Okay. So Tom Brady have said, no, I'm not starting because you started the year with Drew Bledsoe.
That's so different, though, Curtis, because you want to say Rafael Devers wanted to stay at third base. They told him he wasn't good enough. Then they moved him to DH. He didn't want to do that. He ended up doing it, and he's been pretty good. He's had his bumps in the road.
But he was catching grounders at third base even after that. And now that there's an actual opportunity with the position being open because of an injury, he's saying, I don't want to do it.
Yeah, because they told him, I'm willing to bet you dollars to donuts.
Good donut.
That they told him that you're not going back to third base.
Can I speak? It's my lead.
Good lead.
So
go ahead.
Again, to be clear, in any organization, when you're struggling as an organization and you are asked to help out and do something that may not be – I don't care what they – told you in spring training
what they
promised you or what they didn't give you. You do what it takes to help everybody out so that the organization can be successful. And the fact I think you need to ask the question. It's not going to be popular because every time I bring it, I was talking to people about it last night, and they go, "Wow, I mean, he's hitting the cover off the ball, the guy." So he's unbelievable. You have to ask if that's the guy that you really want as the face of your franchise going forward for the next 7 years.
But you know what's funny? When we were like, oh, give him an opportunity to play third base, you know what people said? Ah, he stinks.
I know. Bregman is not available.
But you even said it. All he needs to do is hit. We don't care about nothing else, Devers. Just go hit the baseball. That's what we want you to do. You get paid to hit the baseball, not play third base. Now all of a sudden people are like, put Rafi Devers at third base. Put him at first base.
But you say now all of a sudden like it's some random occurrence.
No, he moved.
The guy got hurt.
He moved from third base to DH.
But how do you not see that the person that was better than him is not available to play?
Because the person that's playing there now is better than him.
Yeah, but we see that, Curtis. But I think that for me, what Greg just said hits home. Is that who you want to be the face of your franchise? If that's who you want to be the face of your franchise, you should have never put him in this position in the first place.
Are you really helping your team by putting the worst player at a position?
Yes, because you need flexibility.
How are you helping the Meyer is a
because
better
because Campbell can't hit. You can put Marcelo Meyer at shortstop. You have,
which is his natural position.
Yes.
And he's a young up-and-comer that we're trying to build and get him experience.
But you're not taking Trevor Story out the lineup.
I would absolutely
take
Trevor.
You would, but they're not doing that.
Well you're saying, what would I do? I'm saying I would put Devers at third, Meyer at short, and go from there.
Maybe if Devers was willing to move, they would get Trevor Story out of here.
So why didn't they leave Devers at third and then put Bregman at second?
because that wasn't the best team at the time.
Yeah, it wasn't. They didn't have an issue at first base, and now they have an issue at third base. They didn't have any of those issues.
No, but if you felt like it was a better way for you to put the best players on the field and make it better, then you could have kept Devers at third. Yeah. You could have moved Bregman.
Let me get Mike from East Long Meadow. Mike, what's going on?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
I cannot believe the conversation that you guys are having. Rafael Devers is not a team player. He proved it at spring training. He whined about moving from third. The guy they have at third base is a considerably better third baseman than Rafi. Rafi's in there for hitting, so that's what he's doing. Now that they need him, he's saying, nope, I'm not going to go to third. I'm not going to first. He is not a team player. I cannot believe you guys are having this conversation.
I can't either.
I can't either.
Wiggy was on a team.
I can't either.
Wiggy was on the greatest team ever when it came to guys who were willing to do things that were suddenly their job.
That was so different. It's apples to oranges, Greg. It's okay. Not even the same comparison.
All right.
Listen, the guy is your best hitter. That's what you're paying him $35 million to do, is hit the baseball. And if he's baseball players are these weird mental type of players,
okay,
and that's what he does, you get Meyer there. He's doing a good job. You put a better athlete at first base in Christian Campbell or whoever they got over there, whether it's Toro or Sogard, and you leave Rafael Devers alone. Because if you didn't have Rafael Devers, you probably wouldn't have nearly as many wins, because the guy is absolutely hitting the cover off the
ball. And I think I actually – Courtney may have been right in hindsight with the flight by John Henry to Kansas City. With the way this has unfolded, I think they were just saying, Rafi, we love you.
Wow, yeah. Courtney, right? Yeah. You never hear that.
Because clearly, if it was to send a message that we need you to do more for the team, it clearly didn't work.
All right, those are our leads. Let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They
don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just going to say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it on the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
They said it. From the Lobster Bar in Newport is brought to you by Ketch's Law, and they are finally paying tribute to those who built this city, those who build, those who drive, those who care for the city and care for the people of the city of Boston. Please nominate your hero today when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. That's WeBuiltThisCity.com. Where are we starting this morning, Shine?
Well, Greg, we're beginning with Patrick Mahomes. He spoke to the media yesterday and talked about Travis Kelce and this potentially being his final year, or maybe not. Here's what Patrick Mahomes had to say.
You know, I mean, if it's the last ride, you would never know. I mean, the way he's talking about football, the way he's talking about working and trying to be even better this year than he was last year. I mean, he's not. It doesn't seem like a guy that it's his last ride. Like, he's tired of the job. I mean, he's in here, he's working, I know his body feels good. I think it feels better than even last year before going into last season. Just because I think he's motivated to go out there and have an even better year than he had this last.
He doesn't have to do much to be better than he was last year. No. That's for sure.
Isn't it so great that the Chiefs have just gone away?
Yeah.
Like, I hate Philadelphia, but I love that Eagles team.
Yeah.
How old is Kelce? He's 35 years old. So Mahomes made it seem like, he could play this year and another year.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean,
do you think if Kelce's brother, not named Jason, walked through town, Courtney would know who it is?
Maybe.
Yeah.
When are they getting married? Are they getting married?
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely? What are they waiting for?
Well, I mean, maybe they're waiting for him to retire. Maybe she wants him to retire so that they can plan the wedding together. I still am in the camp that they are going to get married this summer, and that's why Watch Hill was under construction.
Oh,
okay. This summer. Hey, they're still going strong, though, Courtney.
That's 500 bills.
Yeah, you got it coming at the end of June, right?
Yep.
It looks like it.
Oh, is that when Wiggy has to pay you?
Yeah, that's what it looks like. And it's been quiet on the Swift-Kelce front, right?
Yeah, they're taking time, behind closed doors.
Right.
All right. What's next, Sean?
Well, Greg, last night the Knicks beat the Pacers in order to extend the series to a Game 6. After the game, Pascal Siakam of the Pacers was doing his post-game presser and had a back-and-forth with noted douche Greg Doyle. Here's how that went.
Pascal, can you make sense of it for those of us who don't play this game at this level? Like,
you know what was at stake, and you're saying they played harder than you guys, you didn't fight them hard enough. How is that possible?
What do you mean?
How is it possible to not fight hard enough?
What are you talking about? They played harder than us. It's okay. We played hard, but they played harder. What's your point? I don't get it.
My point is, you're saying you guys got out fought.
That happens in the game, though. That's basketball. You're good? You're good, bro? You're looking for something, I know, but damn. No, but I'm telling you, though. I told you. What else do you want me to tell you? Well, what about you telling me? So go ahead. Who's this guy? Who's this guy?
You good, bro? You good, bro?
Yeah. Doyle.
Yeah, it's weird.
He used to, he made his bones on the Deflategate circuit of the Colts. Nut job.
Yeah, I mean, Siakam's right. The Knicks just outplayed them. You know, that's what happened. And they outplayed them, and Siakam didn't have a great game, and neither did Halliburton. So, you know, you got outplayed, and your two best players didn't have great games, and that's why you lost.
All right, that is They Said It. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And we are going to get to guest leads coming up.
Where's Ken? Oh, there he is.
Yeah, Ken, if you guys have a guest lead, come on up here. I want my Chicago guys.
Yes.
I was talking to them last night. And we will get guest leads coming up next. And also, we will wrap the week up with Acrobatic and the weekly wrap-up in sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming up. We are back on a roadshow Friday in Newport, Rhode Island, and at the Lobster Bar. By the way, I would like to wish a happy belated birthday to somebody whom, without, we might never have come to Newport, Rhode Island, and that is our listener, Jody. So round of applause. Jody was very intent on getting us to bring a roadshow to Rhode Island and to Newport specifically, and without her, we wouldn't be here today. So,
the best.
Great job.
The best.
Great job by Jody. We're going to get to Courtney in today's news coming up at 8, but we got some guest leads. Ken is out there among among the people. And who is up first this morning? Good morning. Hello.
Hello. My name is Chuck. How are you guys doing?
Chuck.
Morning, Chuck.
You remember this? I know it. I'm doing art trivia. What was unique about him?
About Chuck?
Yes.
From what roadshow?
I don't remember the roadshow.
Bernie's last year.
It was about the size of a certain part of his wife's anatomy.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know. But I thought it was the shirt.
She has two letters in her name.
I was wearing the flame shirt last year. Yeah. Can I say it, babe?
Well, too late now.
Go ahead.
I said last year was my beautiful wife, Mandy, spelt with two E's, and she's got the triple D's.
Yes, yes. That was good.
Okay. All right.
And Curtis, you got me in trouble because she specifically told me, hey, when you go up there, please don't talk about my
wife. Oh, well, it's how you're known, unfortunately.
Also, triple E's is the name of Steph Diggs' new boat.
Oh, yeah.
All right. What's your guest lead?
All right. So real quick, because I already embarrassed her, I just wanted to say yesterday was my beautiful wife's birthday.
Oh.
Congratulations.
Happy birthday, maybe.
And we were out until about 1 a.m. or so, and we took 2 hours to get here, so we left around 3:45.
Ah.
So, yeah, we didn't get a lot of sleep, but she wanted to spend her birthday coming to the Greg Hill Roadshow or the day after her birthday. So
awesome.
You know, been married for about a year.
By the way, very cheap gift on your part.
And be careful. Shampoo effect is real this morning.
All right. Awesome.
But yes, happy birthday, Mandy. I love you.
Happy birthday.
All right. Excellent. Who's up next? Morning.
My name is George.
Hi, George.
Where are you from? Where are you from?
I'm from Attleboro, Massachusetts.
Awesome. Well, thanks for being here. And what do you got for a guest lead?
Well, Curtis stole a little bit of my thunder with his lead this morning. But right now, like the weather outside, the four teams right now are really cloudy futures. We have, you know, the Patriots coming up. You know, what are they going to look like? You know, are they going to be good or are they going to be, you know, mediocre? Or they can't be any worse than last year. So, the Celtics. We all knew this was coming. So for them to not have gotten to the conference finals is a very big disappointment because next year we have no idea what this is going to look like.
Yeah.
However, I do have faith in Brad Stevens that he will get this done. And then when Tatum comes back and Jaylen Brown has an MVP-type season because he is a dog, like you said.
Yep.
I'm telling you, these guys are going to win another championship.
They are.
In a couple of years.
All right.
That's what I like to hear. All right.
Then we have the two dumpster fires that are the Bruins and the Red Sox at the moment.
Yeah.
The Bruins are an absolute joke right now. They have no idea what they're doing. They don't even have a coach right now. They've gotten rid of three head coaches, and they've all gone on to have success. So there is a major fundamental problem there. And then, again, hopping on the Red Sox. The front office has screwed up this entire team. We should be having right now the discussion to bring up the Wu Sox players and get rid of Trevor Story and everybody else who is underperforming because this team has enough talent to win. And it's not Alex Cora's fault. Because if you heard him yesterday and Craig Breslow, they have a lot of baseball knowledge, but it just seems like they're being kind of captive to whatever the front office wants them to say. That's all I have to say.
Wow.
Kind of depressing, actually.
My kind of guy.
About the state, the current state of sports. All right. My Chicago guys.
Oh, best.
Good morning. Introduce yourself, please.
Hey, Greg. My name's Axi Gandhi. I'm here with my nephew, Raj. We left Chicago at 3:30 in the morning yesterday to come to the road show last night.
All right.
Woo! Okay.
All right. You guys came to a road show last year from Chicago.
The Comer.
Yeah.
Okay. We're both accountants. We have exciting work to do. So what we like to do is once a month go to a different city around America and hit the bars and have a great time with the people that live there.
Yeah.
And then we separate places into two categories.
Also, when I'm in a bar, there's nothing more exciting when a couple out-of-control accountants roll in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, really, it is. It's unbelievable, the party you guys.
Let's talk about minimum tax every day.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you go to cities, and then you were telling me last night you rate the city as either
overrated or underrated.
Okay.
I like
What are the overrated cities so far?
Scottsdale.
Yes.
Wow.
Just like Curtis, we like a body of water while we're drinking.
Yes.
Amen.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Nashville.
Wow. You know?
Oh, wow. Really? Okay.
That's a hot take.
All right.
Okay. Underrated, Charleston. Great vibe.
Great
it's all
city.
About, as Shine says, it's all about a great vibe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Delray Beach in Fort Lauderdale, a great place.
Okay.
And one of the great joys of our lives is we go to different cities, and we listen to you every morning. We're at our desks. We'll text each other. Can you believe what Curtis just said?
Yeah.
You know? You know?
Put me on that. Put me on that text chain.
Oh. And Wiggy's the best. Wiggy, we talk about Wiggy. Wiggy and Courtney, they're like, they're the drop machines. They have the best drops. Nobody has the drops that they have.
Yeah.
You know? And it's just, so we like to go to different cities, and our lead is, we encourage everybody to go to a different city for 2 or 3 days and hit the bars and hit the restaurants, meet the people across this great country, you know, and have the best time of your lives.
That is, I love it.
Yeah, they are. Yeah,
I love it.
They are the real life Blues Brothers.
Jake Elwood, right? Jake.
They have the literally.
Wait, where did he go? Oh, just one more question.
Chicago.
One question.
Yes, sir.
Newport, overrated or underrated?
Underrated beyond words.
Wow.
Okay.
I mean, jackpot. Unbelievable.
Okay. All right.
We'll be
good.
Back. The Comer is great. Our biggest problem is which road show do we go to?
Yeah. I know.
I go to all of them.
You know?
Yeah.
And I would. You might see us again this summer.
Okay.
So. All right. Fantastic.
They're the best. If they made a TikTok of this, them traveling around, they'd blow up. They are the most uplifting two people I've ever met.
Stay away from the Chicago pizza, though.
Good morning.
Hi, my name's Melissa. I'm from here in Rhode Island, down in Wakefield. My lead is, I know the other day you guys talked about who's rooting for Marshy to win. I am, and I feel like we got rid of Cassidy, and he went on to do great things. And Montgomery went on to do great things. Marshan is about to go off and do great things. So I think it's time that we look at Sweeney or whomever and say it's time to go, because everyone you get rid of is doing great things, and you're clearly not, because you're making really bad decisions. So that is my lead today. I don't know what you all think about.
That is great. And Melissa brought us the Rhode Island guys donuts.
I brought you the donut.
And a donut for James.
And I would like to say to you all, and I feel like probably it's really hard to choose who's your favorite, because you're all amazing in different ways. And it is an absolute pleasure to start our days with you every single morning. Thank you. Really nice.
Unbelievable.
Good job.
All right. We got time. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Time for one more. Hello.
How's it going, everyone?
What's up?
I'm Matt from Rhode Island.
Hi, Matt.
First thing I want to say, Curtis, I appreciate you talking about your sobriety every time. 4 years clean from opiates myself.
Wow.
Good for you.
Great work.
So I'll just go ahead. I don't understand why, what all the hype is with the Red Sox and all the hate for the Patriots. The Red Sox did three things. They got a third baseman, they got a starter, a closer, and the Patriots have gone out and just done everything possible to make that whole team better. And, oh, they're going to win the AL East. They're going to the World Series. Oh, the Patriots, they'll be lucky to even make the playoffs. Listen, the Patriots should have won at least 6 to 7 games last year, but Gerard Mayo was the biggest reason they didn't. So everyone's saying, hey, well, they should win double that. Now everyone's saying they might win 8. So if they should have won 6 or 7, I'm thinking 10 is a good number.
You have met 10.
I have met 10.
All right.
Oh, I like it, Matt.
I like that number.
Thank you, Matt.
8.5?
Yeah, I like that number. I like the 10 number.
8.5 still the number?
Yeah, I think it's still the number.
Okay.
Unfortunately for the...
What?
The America's Cup boat.
Oh, is that it?
There goes the Intrepid.
Wow.
There's the Intrepid.
Yeah.
That
rolling
is so
by.
Cool.
Wiggy, you could have been on the Intrepid.
No, it's leaning. Anytime a boat leans, that means it's going in the water.
I bet that looked cool on Twitch on YouTube. Hopefully you can see it.
Oh, yeah, you can.
All right. You can watch this show every day on Twitch or on YouTube, and it is brought to you on Twitch by Springer's Jewelers in Portsmouth, tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. So go get Dad a watch. And go to Springer's Jewelers, and we will be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.